Professional wrestling, like real life, is full of surprises. Hi, everyone. It's Freddie Prinze Jr. And it's no surprise I can talk wrestling all day, any day. Kind of like how State Farm agents can talk insurance and help you choose the right coverage. When it comes to important insurance decisions, let State Farm support you with the coverage you need backed with 24/7 support. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yo soy la auténtica, la más guapa, codiciada y excéntrica, deseada, envidiada y fantástica, soy la princesa de South Beach.
Previously on The Princess of South Beach, we found out that Nacho has a gambling problem and is in deep with the mob. Meanwhile, Estrella and Maria del Carmen's spying finally paid off, but not in the way they were expecting. Now, let's check in on Nacho and Esteban, who just got done with their day of marathon lovemaking.
But do you have to leave so soon?
I have to finish signing some documents at the office before my dinner with Julian.
Julian. I didn't know you two were going to meet up again.
He wants my help with some permits or something. I don't know.
Esteban, Look, I need to talk to you about something. It's about money and...
I already told you not to worry. Julian has put us in contact with some of his business partners, and they're going to take care of it.
It's not about the campaign. It's something more personal.
Personal?
This is so hard. Esteban, I need a loan of $100,000.
$100,000? But for what?
Yeah, it's complicated.
I think if you're asking me for $100,000, I have the right to know why, even if it's complicated.
Mira, I wouldn't be asking you if it wasn't urgent. In all these years that I've known you, I've never asked for a penny. Okay, I need you to trust me. I promise I'll pay you back as soon as possible.
Nacho, what do you want the money for?
Okay, look, I owe money to someone. And I thought I was going to be able to pay them back easily, but things didn't turn out
that
way. Okay, look, I owe... No, I...
Who do you owe money to?
They're going to kill me, Estelle.
You're gambling again?
Things got out of control.
Right? No.
One minute, everything was fine. And the next... Well, look, the debt just kept growing, and I... Esteban, please. I'm so scared.
I can't believe this. Nacho, I trusted you. If this got out, it could derail my entire campaign. I don't want anything to do with it.
Esteban, please. Please, Esteban.
No. No, 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 no. Not one more word. I don't want to know more about it than I already do, Nacho. Figure it out and leave me out of it.
Wait, so you don't care what happens to me?
Of course I do. I care what happens to you. You're my best friend, but I can't help you with
this. Best friend? Best friend? I think I'm more than a best friend, Esteban.
Oh, here we go again.
You know, I'm so tired of you acting as if I don't mean anything to you. You spend more time with me than you do with your own family. I know you better than anybody. Look, we've been lovers for more than 15 years. When are you going to admit that this is real?
Por Dios, Nacho. You sound like Luisa. I've told you before. If it bothers you so much, we can put a stop to this right here and now.
No. That's not what I... And you... That's not what you want, either.
Nacho, I was always very clear with you. I never lied to you. I never led you on to believe that this was going to be anything more than just fun between friends. Nacho, I have a wife, a family, a career to think about. Do you think I'm going to jeopardize all of that just to satisfy your weakness?
It's not me! Who's being weak?
What are you implying?
No. You don't have to hide anymore, Esteban. It's 2021. Things aren't like they used to be. It's okay to be gay, Esteban.
I am
it's
not
okay.
Gay for the last time.
Oh, then what are you? What is this? Esteban. You haven't touched your wife in years. That marriage is a sham, and you know it.
Just because Risa and I are no longer intimate doesn't make me... gay. Nacho, you had a wife, but you don't see me throwing that in your face. Oh, wait, was that a lie?
How dare you? I loved Susana, and when she passed, I mourned her. But that doesn't make what you and I have any less real. I'm bi! And I've never hidden that, Esteban. And you! I've never seen you feel any sort of attraction for a woman. Why is it so hard for you to admit that you're attracted to me? That you and I are in a relationship, that you love me?
This is not a relationship.
Then what is it?
This? It's a game. A way of releasing stress. And if you're too weak to handle that, I'll find someone who can. I have to go.
No. Esteban, wait. We can fix this. We can fix it.
Jeez, Esteban, way harsh. But don't worry, Nacho, because this secret won't remain hidden for long.
I can't believe this son of a bitch has been financing Christian conversion camps all the while being a closeted gay man.
Yeah, that's nuts, but there hasn't been a single day since I got here that I haven't discovered some crazy secret or read a mysterious letter, and now I'm blackmailing someone.
Yeah, it really wasn't like this before you got here. It might be you.
So, how do we do a blackmail?
I don't know. I've never really done this before, but I think I'll use a fake email and tell him that I'm going to release the video of him and Nacho having sex to the press unless he gives me information on Gabby's whereabouts.
Well, that is oddly specific for someone who's never done a blackmail before. Oh, Estrella, I hope you know what you're doing.
Yeah, well, you too. I can't believe you're breaking up with Raul. You know he's not gonna take this well.
Yeah, well, we've gone through this. I can't keep pretending to be in love with him.
Because you're falling in love with Andre.
That's not what this is about. Anyway, I'm gonna do it tonight, so wish me luck.
Okay, before I do that, word of advice. You listening? Because you know you don't be listening to me.
I'm listening.
Drink a little tequila before you do it.
I've never had a drink before.
What? Look, trust me, tonight is as good as any night to start. You're gonna need it because Raul is such an ugly crier.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he looks so, it's so bad. It's so bad. You can't, don't look at it. Don't look at him in his face.
I won't. Wow. Esteban isn't the only one who's about to receive some bad news.
Hey, tea lovers. It's me, Tatiana. Obviously. Boy, do we have a juicy scoop for you on the next Tea with Tatiana. We interview a former lover of someone whose name starts with an R. It's Raul. It's Raul's ex-girlfriend. This lovely lady came to the studio and told us that her former boyfriend shocked her the other day after they shared a quick chat where he appeared to be much more down to earth than ever before. Must be all that riding around in his Lincoln Aviator GT. Trust me, this episode is gonna leave you speechless. Or not, I can't see the future. All right, that's it for now. But be sure to tune in next time for more scandalous rumors about the Calderones on the next Tea with Tatiana.
I love sharing positive tips with my listeners on everything from health challenges to relationship troubles. Because life happens, baby, but you got this. Hi there, I'm Honey German, and I know we can all use some positive energy these days. That's why I make sure to empower my community, because a bit of motivation and support can go a long way. And luckily, we have State Farm to support us. Like when you talk to a State Farm agent to choose the coverage you need, and they have the options to protect the things you value most. It's the perfect positive tip you need. State Farm is also a big supporter of the My Cultura Podcast Network, where we as podcast hosts get to share our experiences and stories. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Listen to new episodes of your favorite My Cultura shows wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'll take another Malibu Bay breeze, please. I rhymed.
Wow, you're going through those fast. Are you sure you don't want to wait for the Champagne Bollinger La Grande Année Brute Vintage 2012?
I'm good. I like these. They're sweet.
Oh, you've got such a sweet tooth. I'm going to tell the dentist. Well, okay, we are celebrating. It is our kiss-iversary, after all.
Kiss-iversary? Stop. You celebrate...
I can't help it.
You celebrate a kiss-iversary? You know what? Never mind. Let's not unpack that.
We'll unpack it later when no one's around.
No, we won't.
Ah, Gloria. Do you remember our first kiss? It was right here on this very balcony. The sun was setting. I asked if I could kiss you, and you were like, just do it already, and you made a face. It was so romantic.
Raul, can you stop reminiscing? I really need to tell you something.
You want to tell me that you love me too much?
No, God.
Is that you want to tell me?
No.
Because I'm ready to hear.
I know. Okay. You can do this. I can do this. It's easy. Just say what's on your mind.
You can do anything. You can do anything you put your mind to, okay? I believe in you.
Thank you. Stop, please. I'm begging
okay,
you.
Okay, I will stop for... Okay, one second. One second over.
What are you
oh,
what
let
are
me hug you.
No, that's okay.
Just one second.
I don't need a hug right now. It's just these past 2 months that they've been a challenging time.
I know. With the boat and the Wi-Fi has been weird.
Oh God, this is hard. You know what? Can I get another one of these, please?
Gloria, are you okay?
Yeah, I just I want you to know that you're great.
Oh my God, thank you. Oh, does everyone hear that? She thinks I'm great.
Shh. Yeah, just be cool. Raul, you're very creative and caring and...
Wow, what is this, my birthday? Compliment town, population me.
Oh, wow. I just want you to know that this is very
don't
difficult.
Don't worry about it, okay? We can say it together. Do you want to say it together?
How are we going to say what together?
I can try to figure it out. We can,
no,
you know?
We...
We're connected.
We're not playing
charades
right
now, Raul.
No.
See?
I was thinking more about how we're...
Meant to be together.
No.
Oh, is this about the flowers for the wedding?
What?
Because I thought we decided on an orchid, but
no.
You know what?
No,
I will do
not
anything.
That.
I will grow a new type of flower for you, my love, okay?
No, it's not that.
I will go to a mountain and I will find you the most beautiful flower no one's ever seen.
Oh my God, all these drinks are hitting me at once. Look, Raul, I'm breaking up with you. I can't marry you, and I'm sorry that all of this is happening right now, but I don't think I can be with you anymore.
I got lost in your eyes, and your voice sounds like song, so you gotta say that again, because I just kind of, it disappeared, you know?
Are you kidding me right now?
Yeah, I'm so sorry, it's just, have you seen yourself? I'm gonna get a mirror, let me get a mirror, real quick.
No,
you're gonna
please.
Just say whatever you wanna say into the
please
mirror.
Please don't do that, I'm trying to,
okay, look, here
I'm
we go.
Trying
here's a mirror.
To break
okay,
up
look.
With you, and I you're making it really, really hard to do
I can to
that.
Not fall in love with you.
I can't marry you. I'm sorry I yelled that. Oh God, I'm still yelling. Raul, I'm sorry, but I can't be with you anymore.
What? Is this a mean Gloria joke?
No,
I don't
no,
get it.
It's not a joke. It's just, Raul, I'm sorry, but I'm breaking up with you, and that's final. Oh no. And I think I'm gonna go because you're crying. So I'm gonna go and I'm gonna lie down because the room is starting
Gloria,
to spin and I think you have seven heads
you're
and they're all crying and I gotta go.
No, don't go! Gloria, no!
I'm gonna go.
Gloria!
I'm just gonna walk away.
Oh, Gloria! Go back!
Oh, por Dios. María del Carmen. I know this is your first time breaking up with somebody, but this still has to be the worst breakup I've ever seen in my life. It looks like my little sis has to go and throw up a truckload of tropical-scented alcohol. Well, see you next time when...
What? The episode is over, María. What are you doing?
Andrés?
Oh, no. No. No, are you drunk, darling? She's drunk, darling! Somebody stop her! Hang up that phone, María del Carmen.
Hey, Andres. Ugh, I've had the worst day.
Have you ever broken up with someone? It's really hard.
No, I'm not drunk. You're drunk. You're hot.
Ugh, I have something really important I need to get off my chest. Oh, God, this is embarrassing. I'm out.
If you're enjoying Princess of South Beach, please subscribe, rate, and review our show wherever you're listening. The Princess of South Beach is a production of iHeart's My Cultura podcast network and Sonoro. Created and directed by Jasmine Romero. Written by Jasmine Romero and Joanna Hausman. with help from Daniela Sarkis, Monisa Hinrichs, and Christian Hatar. Produced by Luis Eduardo Castillo. Executive produced by Connell Byrne and Giselle Bances for iHeart. By Joanna Houseman, and by Jasmine Romero and Joshua Weinstein for Sonoro. Performances in this episode by Rachel Zegler, Raul Esparza, Danny Pino, Andy Bustillos, and X Mayo. Our production manager is Querenza Chaires. Recording and engineering by Emiliano Quintanar, with sound design by Edwin Irigoyen, Cassandra Tinajero, Andres Baena, Diego Medina, and Andres Coronado. Assistant sound design by Eric Centeno. Casting and coordination by Andres Chaires. Foley by Samantha Gonzalez Fong. Our theme song and original music by Rodrigo Garcia Robles and Charlie Hernandez.
Are coming back to Atlanta right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.